Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
That was what we call in radio lingo audio gold.
Bring it on, baby!
Is it true that you're going to end up in a mental institution?
Cuckoo's Nest! Cuckoo's Nest!
Counting up the top 500 songs in independent and unsigned music.
Doggone it, it's degrading, it's undignified.
It's not dirty.
But it's not clean either.
This is the Indy 500 Show.
Well, that's 20 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
An example of the good side of a drug-free America.
I know what this is missing. Alcohol.
And now, here's your host, Jamie.
Good luck finding a DJ who can move and shake like this.
Hello and welcome. This is the Indy 500 Show. My name is Jamie, and this is the show where we are counting up the top 500 songs in independent and unsigned music. Took a couple of weeks off. We're back now. You can hear in the background that is Stereotype and their song Wandering Away. We'll play that in just a couple minutes. Also have some new music to the show. Brenna Stone, great young artist with her song, and a band called Courtesy Tear. We'll see if we can also go ahead and dig up a couple of songs from the Indy 500 Show Music Vault. We'll see what we can get from back in the days, the early days of the Indy 500 Show. Remember how the Indy 500 Show works, that we are counting up the top 500 songs. Also, we play our Lucky 13, and you get a chance once a month to vote for which songs we've played that you believe are the best in independent and unsigned music at this point. You can also get your favorite bands and singer-songwriters to send in their music. They can submit it to indie500show@gmail.com. That's indie500show@gmail.com. Now let's get back into the music. Here is Stereotype and Wandering Away.
So take me away now, 'cause it's time to stop feeling. Give me the time for
Don't live a lie. No, 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 no. Don't live a lie. Don't live a lie. Take me away now, cause it's time to feel. Give me the things to try. Don't be afraid now when the time comes to leave.
Stereotype and wandering away there. Well, the Indy 500 show is produced in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming, and it's not very often that we have the opportunity to bump into very talented singer-songwriters here in this area. And even less often do we have the chance to bump into talented, very young singer-songwriters. Brenna Stone is one such singer-songwriter. She performed at a local talent show, and I heard so much about her that I got her to send me her song, took a listen to it, loved it, and sat down with her today to talk about her music influences and what she wants to do in music, and to hear her play a little bit more music. So here is my interview with 15-year-old Brenna Stone. I am here with Brenna Stone. Welcome, Brenna.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming. So I heard some great things about your music from the talent show here in Pinedale, and so I wanted to get in contact with you and hear your song, and I heard your song, loved your song, and I think you're extremely talented, and you have a long way to go. I had no idea that you're 15 years old, so congratulations.
Thanks.
That you are that talented, and I think you have a lot ahead of you. What I wanted to talk to you about today was tell me about some of your influences and how you've gotten to where you are musically. Did you take lessons? And
I did. I took guitar lessons. I haven't taken voice lessons or anything, but I did take guitar lessons. So that's how I started playing guitar. And I guess I'm just really influenced by country music. That's my favorite. So
who are some of your influences there?
My biggest one is probably Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I just love her, and I love her style of music and her voice and just her story, just everything about her.
Okay. When did you start taking lessons, guitar lessons?
I started taking guitar lessons 3 years ago, I think, and I took them through a friend of my dad's. He lived in California, and so he would just, like, email papers over to my dad, and I just basically do it myself and learn it off of a piece of paper.
Wow. Okay. Have you continued? Are you still taking lessons now, or?
Not as much as I'd like. I mean, I try to learn new things every day and stuff, but it's not as much as I used to.
Okay. How many gigs have you done? How often do you get a chance to play for other people?
I usually just stick to, like, the talent shows, so probably about, like, once a year. But I'll sing the national anthem at the rodeos.
Oh, okay.
Whenever I get a chance. So it's not that often, but.
So you're 15. What grade are you in?
I'm going into my junior year.
Okay. Have you ever thought about, like, American Idol or anything like that?
It's always a thought, but it's just scary to think about doing something like that.
It's a big step.
Yeah.
A lot of people tried.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should at some point you should definitely give it a try though. Do you do a lot of writing of music on your own? Or?
Yeah, I do a lot. Not everything I do is like something that I like, because I have a YouTube channel, so not everything I do I put on YouTube or anything, but I do a lot of writing.
Okay. What's your YouTube channel?
My username is bumblebee1245.
Okay, so people can check that out and mm-hmm. see some of your YouTube stuff. Mm-hmm. This song, Gone, that you did at the talent show, tell me a little bit about that. What went into the writing of it? Was it just something that happened, or is there a deeper story behind it?
Well, all my original songs, they have to be songs that like actually like mean something to me, or else I can't write it. It's really hard for me to write something that like hasn't happened or something that I don't think about. So it is something that I went through and that I, you know, wanted to write about.
Okay. And what was it? What's the...
It's just really about, you know, having the thought in the back of your mind that something might end that you don't want it to, and then you finally like hear those words that you're always scared to hear, and then you realize that it's done and you need to get over it.
Was there a specific person behind that, or was it a life experience? I'm going to dig here.
There is. There's a person.
Okay. And did are they gone? Is that...
Pretty much.
Okay. So, but it worked out. You got a great song out of it, right?
Yeah.
So. Would you want everybody that's going to hear this, what would you want them to know about you, about your music?
I guess I just want them to know that I'm worth listening to.
Okay.
And that I try to be different from all the other young singer-songwriters, that I actually want to go somewhere with this, and that it's not just for fun. I'm, like, really serious about this, so I definitely want people to know that I'm worth listening to.
Okay. So 10 years from now, where do you want to be? As far as your music goes?
As far as my music goes? Definitely still want to be, like, performing and singing and still be writing and all that. I don't really have, like, everything mapped out yet, but I definitely just want to still be writing and singing.
Yeah, probably 15, it's probably a little young to have your whole life mapped out
yeah.
already, but do you see yourself going to music school, going to university and studying music, or?
Right now my plans for like college and stuff is to go into maybe be a music teacher.
Okay.
And hopefully I can get like a lot of scholarships with that and stuff. So yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Okay. Are you going to play something for us?
Sure. Okay.
So what are you going to play?
It's not a song I've written because I haven't written anything new, but okay. It's Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Nice, I love that song. This is Brenna Stone and her cover of Radioactive.
There you have it. That was an amazing new young talent. That's Brenna Stone from out here in Wyoming. I'd like to thank her for coming over and doing that interview. Listen for more of her stuff on the show. Anything she sends us, we will be playing. So you hear that, Brenna? Keep up the good work. Well, I mentioned we were going to play something out of the Indy 500 Show Music Vault, and I've decided to go back to 2006. In the show, I had the chance to later on interview Meg and Dia at Warped Tour in 2008, but started playing them in 2006. They are no longer independent and unsigned. They have been what they call upstream to Warner Brothers. They were popular enough with their independent label to be picked up by Warner Brothers, but I've always loved their music, loved them, loved doing an interview with them back then. So I'll play three songs from them. Here is the first. This is Indiana.
I can do whatever I want like you. I can do whatever I want like you. I can do whatever I want like you. Bye.
to composing, and that's all we do. We just write and play and write and play and write. And here, here, and here. He pointed to his heart and mind and ears. He said, here, here, and here. He pointed to his heart and mind and ears.
There you have Megan Dia. Love those girls. Love their sound. I'm not sure why they're not bigger over at Warner Brothers. Somebody's not doing their job. But that was Here, Here, and Here. And you also heard their songs Indiana and Black Wedding. Next up is a brand new band to the show. They are Courtesy Tear, and this is their song In Some Dreams.
My dreams, we don't get to be brave, and I try to be strong, but I'll miss you like breathing. I'll miss you like we know the truth. We wish we could live a lie and say it's so easy to say goodbye. We try to be brave, and I try to be strong, but I'll miss you like breathing. I'll miss you like
bye.
Music from the Indie 500 Show playlist there. That was Amber Pacific and Back Into My Life. Before that was the band Bank from Boise and their song Try to Be Brave. And before that was Courtesy Tear and In Some Dreams. Next up is one of my new favorite bands. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. This is The Co.
Yeah, you're my it really what they say it is? I'm trying to make sense of this. They always say, never join the circus. Will it really take care of me? Love me like I wanna be. Cause I've heard before this life can leave you empty. It's hard to see it from the bottom. From the bottom, when you wanna give up now, you gotta keep on going.
A great four-song block of The Co right there with their songs Just Can't, Keep It Together, I Will Be There, and we started off the four-song block with Frequency. Well, that's going to do it for the Indy 500 show today. Again, I'd like to thank Brenna Stone for coming over and doing an interview, and looking forward to more music from her. Remember, all of the music that you heard on the Indy 500 show is eligible for our Lucky 13 show, so send us an email to indy500show@gmail.com. Let us know what songs you'd like to hear in the Lucky 13. And a reminder that our next show will be a Lucky 13 listener's guide that will play the best songs that we've played since the last Lucky 13. If you'd like to hear a band on the Indy 500 show, send us their link, and we will listen to it and get in touch with that band and see if they will allow us to play it on the Indy 500 show. That's going to do it. Until next time, have a great week.